Jesus said, "You're the salt of the earth." But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to Lift It Up. This is Pastor Rick. I am so glad you could join today, and this is going out to all the leaders out there, wherever you are serving right now. Maybe it's in a church, or you're leading a mission team, or God's called you into the mission field in a foreign country. I want to be an encouragement today as we continue talking about salt and light. You know, in ancient times, salt was vital. The mineral had all kind of medicinal purposes and kind of a natural antiseptic. It would clean wounds. It could kill bacteria. It was used as a preservative, especially in those hot climates where foods would go bad very quickly. And today, its probably most important use is for flavor and the health benefits it has. Now, in Scripture, Jesus warns his disciples about losing their saltiness. The salt used in that time would have been dug up from the shores of the Dead Sea. It's an impure blend of salt deposits that formed kind of this chalky substance. It looked like real salt, but it didn't have any of the real properties that we're used to it having today. Now, as time went by, the true salt would dissolve, leaving behind a useless residue fit only for throwing out somewhere. They would go and gather reeds and rub that on meats and foods to preserve them. The reeds would then be thrown on top of the roof. They usually had a walkable roof, kind of like a lanai or a deck up there, and it would be trampled on. Now, there's something profoundly disappointing about something with the appearance of salt, but none of its usefulness. This is why Jesus wants us to maintain our own salty distinctiveness so that we can have an impact on the bland world out there. We must be in the right relationship with Him. We must follow His commandments, and we must spend time with Him every single day. You see, the church is called to flavor life and culture. Doesn't mean you have to be a part of the culture. It means you need to be in it and make an impact. You're countering the impact of sin and death. You're making the world a better place for everyone to thrive. In Romans 12:21, Paul admonishes us, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Hey, would you pray with me real quick? Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that you've called us to be salt and light. And that saltiness, Lord, sometimes we can get caught up in what's happening around us in the world and forget to maintain that savor, the flavor, that enticement that draws others to you because it tastes good. And we want to taste good in this world, Lord, that is so bland. So thank you for your call. Thank you for your empowerment. I pray for every leader listening right now that you would just pour out your spirit upon them. And Father, for those moments when we feel dead or used up or useless, God, just make us salty again. We know that they would rub those reeds on their food to preserve them. We have to rub against you to maintain that saltiness, that flavor. So God, we commit to that right now. We thank you for those opportunities. We glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey folks, thank you for leading. God bless you wherever you're serving. And remember, sometimes life's going to throw more at you than you can stand. Remember to kneel. God bless. We'll see you next time right here on Lift It Up.